Yeah, one more match that has been booked that it looks like it is going to go. Sheamus and Cesaro, probably with the Big Show in their corner against the Pancake Power themselves, the New Day, for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I was surprised when the Bar won the championship, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yep. I was totally shocked, and totally shocked that the Big Show showed up. I thought he was retired. I guess the paycheck and the cha-ching decided, well, I can come out of retirement for a little bit longer. Yeah, it was good to do, but we've seen the Big Show do this before. Maybe he's just playing the Bar, and then he's going to become one of the pancake throwers. Who knows? I think it's a good thing. Cesaro and Sheamus doesn't have too much gas left in the tank. Like we've already talked before, he's got that little deal with his back or his spine or something like that or whatever he has. And he's not going to be in the ring much longer. And I like the Bar. I think the Bar is a one heck of a tag team. And the New Day, you know my feelings about them. I really don't care for the New Day. They need to split those guys up. But whatever brings the money, hopefully they'll put the tag team titles back on the New Day, but I'm sure Big Show will interfere with a right hook or a left hook. And that'll be it. So the Bar will keep the titles. So
at least for a little while. So.
Yeah, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
A little bit longer. I'm expecting more, but I figured the card will be a little bit bigger than that, but I'm sure they're going to add more before they go over to Saudi Arabia. I'm sure.
Yeah, they might add a couple more matches, but you remember you've got that that tournament going on, so you've got at least matches there, four or five. Well, anyway, you've got a bunch of matches there, so
you'll
have to see what happens there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, quickly before I let you go, there's a wrestler named Jeff Cobb. I don't know if you have ever known him. He's been big on the independent scene. He is now a dual champion. He's a champion in the Ring Wars, which is on WGN America. He won their recent tournament as he beat one of my favorites in Eli Drake, beat him for that championship. And then recently, Jeff Cobb also beat Punishment Martinez to become the Ring of Honor TV champion. Martinez is signed a contract now with NXT and the WWE.
Wow. That's perfect. I love it. Well, have you heard about who lost his hair?
I don't know. Who lost his hair? Who lost his golden locks? No way.
Yes way. Yes, he lost in a hair match in Mexico. Hair versus hair. And they showed video or photos of what he looks like now. He looks like an old grandfather with little patches everywhere. I mean, he just that little mustache of his, but he lost his hair in a hair match. And the photo looked and was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I mean, he's done hair matches before, but he looked awful. I mean, he looked completely awful. I just couldn't take it. I was going to send you that on Facebook, but I thought, no. You'll have to see it because Classic Memphis Wrestling on Facebook had it on there, so I figured you would see it by then. Jeff Jarrett loses his hair and also has lost his mind. I figured Jeff Jarrett would be wrestling in the WWE, but I guess he wants to go still in Mexico and do that right there. So that's good for Jeff. And I haven't really kept up with Ring of Honor or New Japan that well. I just know that we have a new NWA champion, and that was kind of sudden that Cody Rhodes lost that title on
NWA. That was at the NWA 70th anniversary show in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah,
where Nick Aldis won it again. Yeah,
I really figured Cody would hold on to that title a little bit longer than he did, but I guess the powers that be said, okay, you got to lose it. But he still holds one more title. He holds the IWGP Heavy U.S. Championship. And the Chris Jericho is making big headlines now with his cruise that he has. That went off very well from what I understand. Everyone had a blast on the ship. I mean, he married a couple there, and Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross was there. They had a real good time. And the next rumor that's going around is Jim Ross and Chris Jericho are trying to get a company going together.
I heard about that. Yeah.
But Jericho says it's false, and Jim Ross says, well, you never know what could happen. So who knows?
In the world of professional wrestling, that is very much true. You never know.
Oh, shoot. No. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. It is, but we will see what happens. But is there anything you have to report?
Well, if you haven't seen it, as of yet, I put it onto our Facebook page. The MK Bandit recently had a story done about him out of a Salt Lake City TV station, ABC4, and we put it onto our Facebook page. But if anybody that's listening that wants to see the MK Bandit and what he does Monday through Friday and how they did this story about professional wrestling and the heel, I think one of the up-and-comers in the managerial ranks in all of professional wrestling right now, you can check that out on ABC4, or there is a link on our Facebook page. And it was very well done, and congratulations to Matthew for having a good story done about him and very, very balanced. And no jokes about professional wrestling. It was talking about how many bumps he takes, and you've had to take bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was very well done. So thanks a lot to Channel 4 out of Salt Lake for doing a real story about a real man that's into professional wrestling. So that was pretty cool.
Well, that's real good. I'm glad that I'm hoping one day he'll go to another organization. Maybe he'll go to TNA or he'll go to Ring of Honor. And there needs to be more managers in professional wrestling, I think. I mean, there's not enough of them. We need managers. We need people that know how to talk on the mic for some of these professionals. So let's see what happens. Hopefully MK Bandit can, you never know. Maybe he'll go to Ring of Honor. Maybe go to TNA. Because TNA's taken off pretty well, so.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been very interesting in professional wrestling. Hopefully, Crown Jewel will take off very well, but we don't really, like I said, it's gonna be an up and down. It's the toss of a coin right now. We don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's true.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Anything else, my man?
Not that I know of right off the bat. I don't really think of anything that I could speak of. Or hopefully, like I said, we'll see what goes on in the rest of the world, and maybe we can find something else to talk about on the next one. Hopefully, all this podcast does very well, because I know I keep listening every time you all have something on Facebook. I'm always on it, and I love to listen to everything the Turnbuckle Trash has to happen.
Well, we do appreciate the kind words, and you're a big part. You're a big part of what we do, man. Okay.
Well,
talk to you another time. Okay.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one. Now, y'all take care.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that? A flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Where was Raw at? That was probably... Where was that? Look what you're watching.
Oh, I was looking,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's a sexist comment, but...
Nikki couldn't break down the door. Skin and bones, I bet you when she hit that table, bones came out of her mouth that we can't say. Well, good. It's about time that they gave a little bit more creative control to the wrestler instead of...
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they had a real good chemistry there. And then, then we're going to see DX and The Undertaker and Kane again.
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 End of story. Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Again.
Again and again and again. It's like going to the same hamburger over again in McDonald's and saying, have you changed the sauce? No, you haven't. Same. No. I don't
change that special sauce on me now. I mean,
don't
that, that's
the sauce.
And
no cheese
sauce.
For you, please. No cheese. Yeah, no cheese for you. No cheese for you. Having the people in the back to smoke the crack pipes, thinking that they know everything. Oh, shoot. He won the U.S. title. I can't remember his name. Save my tail.